This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
So I thought I'd leave the best till last.
How much longer is this going to take, Mum?
I want you to get a really good feel for Ambridge, sweetheart. It's as much your heritage as Joburg and Durban are.
It's not exactly jumping.
Oh, I know it isn't a big, exciting city, but it is a very special place. The vibrations here are amazing.
Vibrations?
Here in the countryside. We're much closer to our ancestors, to the ancient ways of living. It's in your blood, Nolly.
No lutando.
So, here we are. Spiritual home.
I've seen this already.
No, you haven't.
I have, on Friday, your party.
No, that was in the guest accommodation. You didn't see the barn. Isn't it great?
It's a barn.
On the outside, yes. But inside, I've converted it into a calm and soothing sanctuary. It's where most of the treatments and the classes take place.
All right.
This was just an unloved farm building. It was full of deer nuts and old pallets, but I saw the potential it had. I brought it alive.
Did you?
Now people come from all over the country.
All over the country? Really?
Well, certainly from all over Borsetshire. And we had a group from London a while back. Anyone who's woke, really.
Please don't say woke, Mum.
I've recruited a tribe of therapists and practitioners. I always say we offer everything from aromatherapy to Zen meditation. A to Z, you see?
Yeah, I get it.
Well, we can't go in just yet because we've got past life regression in one studio and Reiki in the other.
Reiki? It's just a lot of bull, though, isn't it?
No, Nolly.
Science has proved it.
There are dimensions of reality that conventional Western science doesn't even begin to encompass.
Mum, you know I hate all that hippie stuff.
You shouldn't be so close-minded, sweetheart. There's a whole realm out there to be discovered.
It's like Umakulu going on about heaven and hell.
No, that's completely different. Established religions put a restrictive framework on universal truth.
Can we not talk about it?
All right, darling. If you'd rather not.
Yes, please.
It's fine. We all come to truth in our own way.
So how long do we have to wait until we can go in?
About 20 minutes.
You mean we've got to hang around in the cold with that revolting noise?
It's the deer rutting.
It's gross. I can't believe people really pay money to come here.
Well, they do.
They leave their nice homes so they can come rough it in a crawl.
They're not crawls, Nolly. They're yurts.
And I'm not Nolly.
No, sorry.
I've told you a million times. I don't like that baby name.
I know.
It's not me anymore.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's just hard to adjust. But I will, Nolitando, I promise.
Good.
I was going to say we don't have to stand around. We can go in one of the yurts and do some yoga. Just a simple hatha flow.
I'd rather not.
It would be a lovely activity for us to do together.
No, Mum. If you want us to do something together, let's go back to the farmhouse and watch Viva.
Well, I imagine she'll want to put her stamp on it.
Sorry?
Shula.
Surely there's not much you can do very differently with a hunt ball.
Well, you've certainly got to keep the basic elements. People want to drink, eat and dance. But within that framework, well, I mean, you've organised a few events in your time, Lillian. What would you do in her position?
Well, I'm just glad I'm not in her position. She's welcome to it. All that hassle.
Oh, well, fair enough. We'll just enjoy ourselves, whatever she has to offer. You must get yourself something new to wear for it. My treat.
I already have plenty of dresses, thank you. The world won't end if I wear something I've worn before.
Ooh, well, that's the first time I've ever heard that sentence on your lips. Or on any woman's, for that matter.
You know, we're not all brainless clothes horses.
No, my dear. It was just a joke.
Mm.
Anyway, this is ready for you to sign, huh?
What?
Well, the final version of the agreement to take Amside into the Damara fold. If you pop your signature on it, I'll drop it into the office on my way up to Scotland.
Well, can't it wait until you get back? I'll need to read it through first.
You've read the bulk already. This just contains the amendments we agreed.
Yeah, well, I'd like to read the whole thing.
Oh, but I had Anthea come in specially yesterday to incorporate the changes.
I didn't ask you to.
Well, if you did it now, the legal work could be progressing while I'm away.
What is the big hurry?
No, look, we've agreed it.
Look, I'm sorry, Justin. This is a big thing for me, and I won't be rushed into it. I'll look at it while you're in Edinburgh.
Very well. I'll leave it here for you to read at your convenience.
Thank you.
I'll finish my packing.
You are glad you came, aren't you? I mean, everything's all right.
Yeah. People have been very nice, but...
Go on. You can say anything to me.
This business of yours...
Spiritual home?
Whatever. I guess it's okay if you like that sort of thing, and I can see it means a lot to you.
It does.
But why couldn't you have set it up at home?
What, you mean in South Africa?
Yeah.
Well, when I came back to Ambridge, it wasn't just for business reasons.
No, Dad threw you out.
It was more of a mutual decision.
But you could have stayed in Durban. You didn't have to run back to England.
It was a difficult time. I was trying to find my feet, and Phoebe needed me here.
That's not what she told me. We do talk, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Other kids' parents split up, but they keep in touch.
I always try to Skype you.
That's not what I mean. They see each other every week. They live close enough to do things together.
We're doing things now.
Yeah, walking down a dirty track.
Look, if you're missing city life, we could maybe do a bit of shopping together.
In London?
Oh.
That would be so cool. I could get clothes that nobody else has at home.
Yeah,
And Dad's really boring about what I can buy.
I was thinking more like Felpisham.
Felpisham?
But no, if you'd like to go to London, then, well, we'll just have to make it happen, won't we?
Awesome!
Oh, could you just wait here, darling? Your uncle's been a bit elusive. Adam, have you got a minute?
I've got until the forage harvester gets back to this side of the field, then I'm taking over from Andy.
I meant to say something at the party, and I haven't seen you since.
Oh, that's the maize harvest for you. Possibly my most pressured time of the year.
Well, I just wanted to tell you how pleased I am for you and Ian.
Pleased?
That you're going to have a baby.
Oh, the surrogacy.
My children have always given me such joy.
Have they?
And I know you'll find it the same.
Well... I hope so. There are lots of unknowns.
So, have you found one yet? Surrogate?
Oh, good Lord, no. There was one we met who Ian liked, but we're not going with her. It's a very slow process. Ian's busy browsing websites, chatting to possible women.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to take a long time. It's such a lot to ask of a perfect stranger.
Yeah.
If you want to talk...
Hi, Nolly.
Oh, Nolitandu.
Sorry, Nolitandu.
Hey, Uncle Adam. I'll head back to the house on my own.
No, I was so enjoying our little walk.
Really?
Totally. We were having a lovely mother and daughter chat. Let's go together.
Are you sure?
Of course. Like I was saying, children, they're a blessing from the universe.
Well,
that's a big suitcase for a short trip.
Well, if things run over to Thursday.
Thursday?
I don't want to be messing around getting shirts laundered.
I thought you'd be back on Tuesday.
Oh, no, that was never realistic.
You said it would be a couple of nights.
Well, two or three.
Two at the most, you said, not a whole week away.
Oh, don't exaggerate, darling. Thursday isn't that far off.
You know, I wish you'd been straight with me from the start, Justin. I could have planned for it.
I have been straight with you. It's just that on closer examination, Thursday is a more realistic timescale, given the complexity of the work.
So is it definitely Thursday now?
Yeah, probably. No, I'm sorry, Ruby. You have to stay here and look after your mistress.
I'm not her mistress, am I, darling? I'm your mummy, aren't I?
No, you wouldn't enjoy it, Ruby. Long meetings in stuffy offices. Yeah. Can you take her?
Oh, come here, Ruby. Let him go, darling. Let him go.
Well, thank you. Look, I know it's not ideal for you, Lillian. And it's not what I'd choose either. I'm going to miss you just as much as you'll miss me. More, I expect.
It's not a competition.
But even if it is 4 days, that's not so long in the great scheme of things. And once I've sorted this out, it should be a substantial time before I have to go up to Scotland for business again. Mm. And when I do, maybe you could come and we can make a little holiday of it as well. Go on to the Highlands, perhaps.
We could have done that this time.
No, that wouldn't have been practical on this occasion, but you've got plenty to occupy yourself here. Isn't the Borsetshire Women in Business lunch this week?
Wednesday.
And Suzanne Criado's your guest speaker. The transport woman.
You know more about it than I do.
Well, I met her shortly after she'd floated her business. I'm sure she'll be inspirational.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
And, well, you've got Ruby to keep you company too. Hasn't she, Ruby?
Maybe, but her conversation skills are rather limited.
I know.
It's not like having a real human being in the hut.
No, of course not. I understand. I do love you, you know.
I know. And I love you too.
Come here.
You'd better be going.
Yes.
It's a long way to Edinburgh.
Nolly's keen to have a day in London.
Good idea.
Trouble is, to make it worthwhile, we'd have to catch an early train.
So?
Well, you know how expensive they are, Adam.
True.
Do you think Dad might cover the cost?
It's possible.
And maybe some spending money.
For Nolly?
Yeah.
You'd have to ask. Just hope he's in a good mood when you do.
Yeah, well, that's the tricky bit, isn't it?
So, is that why you called round, Kate?
Oh, no, that's just by the by. I've actually been thinking about you and Ian searching for a host mother.
Uh-huh.
You were saying how difficult you're both finding it.
Yes.
So, well, I can do it for you.
You mean you take over the research?
No, silly. I'll be your surrogate.
You?
I don't know why you didn't ask me in the first place. When you think about it, I'm the obvious choice, aren't I?
Well,
I've had three very straightforward pregnancies, which proves I'm a natural bearer of children. With my vegan diet and all my yoga, I'm in great shape. And I'm your half-sister too, so I could even throw in an egg.
Throw in an egg?
If you're interested.
Kate, I mean, wouldn't that just make things really weird? Even weirder?
Well, maybe. We'd have to talk it through.
We certainly would.
But however we work it, I want to help your wish come true in whatever way I can.
That's a lovely sentiment.
Well, you're very welcome.
Obviously, this is a bit out of the blue. I'd have to speak to Ian. And, Kate, please keep this to yourself.
Sure.
I'd hate Nolly to find out.
Well, yeah, for now.
No, really?
Of course, but as soon as you're ready to go ahead, just say the word.
I honestly don't quite know what to say.
Kit! Kit wants to be our surrogate?
I thought I'd best not tell you when you got in last night. You wouldn't have got a wink of sleep.
No.
So, are you safe to have this tea?
Yeah, sure.
Didn't want you to spill it on the quilt.
Thanks. Did you sleep at all, Adam?
Well,
I mean, holding on to exciting news like that?
When you say exciting,
I mean, there we were, getting in a tangle about Helen, and look what turns up.
Well, you think it's a possibility?
What, don't you?
This is my sister we're talking about. I know she bangs on all the time about her maternal instinct, but she hasn't really borne it out in practice.
That's an advantage, isn't it? If she can leave her own children behind, isn't she more likely to give up our baby without any fuss?
I hadn't really thought of it that way. I suppose you're right, Ian. But what about the long term?
Well, we'd have to think it through, wouldn't we?
Yeah, but look at the time. I'm sorry. I'd left waking you as late as I could. I didn't think we'd be considering it seriously.
You need to get off to the maze, don't you?
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
No. It's not a problem. Go on, you crack on.
But you think this might be a workable idea?
Look, to be honest, I'm still processing it. Well, you've obviously got some reservations.
I have.
But yeah, maybe.
Eventer, is he?
Yeah. Mrs. Ramsay reckons he's going to go all the way. Mind you, owners always think that.
Heart and lungs sound fine. Better check both testicles are still present before we knock him down.
Already done that, Alistair. Present and correct, although not for long. Sorry, Titan.
And what do you reckon for his weight? 530?
Touch less, 520.
OK, so say 12 mil of ketamine with the diazepam. Did I say the demon feline's booked in this afternoon?
I assume you mean Hilda Ogden.
Would you believe she's learned how to hunt without sounding that bell?
I know. Peggy was asking when we're free to fit another one. Obviously, I'm far too busy.
Oh, yeah, thank you. If we want to slow Hilda down, the best option might be to attach her to the treble from St. Stephen's Tower.
Well, that might just do it.
You missing the cricket now the season's over?
Yes and no. It's been nice to get my Sundays back, not having to juggle around nets all the time.
Know what you mean.
With the work for Sal and Latif, I'm pretty full on now. It's quite nice to be doing this, actually. I'm surprisingly missing some of the day-to-day work.
Oh, careful you don't burn yourself out.
No chance of that. Rex makes sure I have plenty of downtime.
He's a good chap.
He is.
There we go. Of course, no sooner does the cricket season end than we get into finalising our Christmas plans. Even though Shula's family all live within a stone's throw of each other, you wouldn't believe how complicated it can get.
Well, not this year, though.
No. We shall be celebrating in our log cabin, hopefully illuminated by the northern lights.
I'm well jealous. I always think, Christmas? Really? Can't we get Halloween and bonfire night out of the way first?
To which you can now add another major festival.
Which is?
The Hunt Ball.
Ah. Of course, Shula's big debut. Oh, there he goes.
She's planning it like a royal wedding.
She doesn't seem too stressed, though.
Oh, no, she's thriving on it. OK, he's out.
Great. I'll just check Denise's manager and then get scrubbed up.
Oh, hiya, Ian.
Oh, all right, Daddy.
I've got them logs you ordered.
Oh, right, I'm just off to work. Can you leave them round the back? You know what the wood store is, don't you?
Yeah, no problem.
Cheers.
Oh, Ian, who's that girl been knocking round the village with Kate? That's not her daughter from Africa, is it?
Yeah, it is. Nolly. Nolitando.
Oh, bit glammed up for Ambridge, I thought.
Well, you know what 16-year-olds are like.
Is that all she is?
No, she's visiting for a couple of weeks.
Oh, I don't know. Kate likes to make things complicated, don't she?
How do you mean?
Well, kids over here. Kids in Africa. First she's living there, then she's over here. You never know what's next with her, do you?
No. No, you don't. All right, see you later, Ellie.
Okay. Ready then?
You have got it nut to nut?
Yes, of course. There we go. That's one. Okay for the second. Wait, Alistair, is he...
He stopped breathing.
How did that...
I can't find... There's no pulse.
What?
No, nothing. Get some adrenaline.
I don't believe it.
Anisha!
I'm just checking it's in danger.
Just get it over here.
Hi, Eddie. What can I do for you?
Oh, I just wondered when I could collect my money from last week.
How about this afternoon? 3:30, 4-ish?
Great. See you then.
All right. Bye-bye.
Josh!
First supplementary silage of the season, I see.
Have you got Gran a present for tomorrow?
I've got her a card.
Just a card?
She doesn't need stuff, Pip.
You're not saying you can't afford a gift since you lost that loader?
No.
I bet Mark Zuckerberg buys his Gran a present.
I'm doing okay. Don't you worry.
Still no response.
Try more adrenaline.
He's had four.
Give him another one.
Anisha. We've been doing compressions for over 10 minutes. It's no good.
Alistair.
I know.
Come in!
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Blimey.
Yeah, it's pretty, isn't it?
Oh, you heard you'd been kicked.
Well, you should have seen it last week. What can I do for you?
Oh, is Josh about?
He probably won't be long. Well, come in.
Oh, thanks.
I was just about to make a cup of tea before I start talking. Would you like one?
Oh, that's very civil of you, Pip.
Well, I'll do a pop then. Have a seat.
Oh, ta. So, how are things?
Busy, you know. Look, I'm sorry you're not getting any work from us at the moment.
Oh, can't be helped. Although I do miss those ladies of yours.
How are things with you?
Well, I've just learned something interesting, as it happens. I was delivering some logs to a bloke I know in Peniacet, Shy Colin.
Shy Colin?
On account of he's never had much luck with the ladies.
I see.
So, any road, he's just buried his old Uncle Hector. And every autumn since time immoral, Hector used to make cider from a couple of trees in an orchard somewhere near his house.
Right.
And this cider, well, it was so good, it never got out of Peniacet. He used to get a few locals to pick 'em and bag 'em.
Well, you take sugar, don't you?
Yeah, three, please. And they'd stick 'em in his garage until he was ready to press 'em. But now he's popped off. There's a garage full of apples and no one to make 'em into cider.
Well, that's a waste.
Oh, yeah. And the landlord wants shot of 'em, 'cause he's doing up the place ready to rent out to someone new.
Hi, Eddie.
Afternoon.
Has anyone else called for me?
Not that I know of.
You making tea?
I am.
Oh, might as well have one while I'm here. I've got your money, Eddie.
Oh, thanks.
Eddie's just been telling me there's a bunch of cider apples without a home to go to.
Huh?
Although I suspect they've found one now.
Oh, too right. Colin said I'm welcome to them for free if I can collect them by the weekend.
There you go.
So, me and Edward will go over with a tractor and trailer when he's got a spare couple of hours.
Oh, forget the tea. That'll be my test drive.
A car?
Yeah.
Well, how did you get them to bring it out to you?
Told them I was a busy farmer. If they wanted the sale, they'd have to make the effort.
Oh, well, you can't afford that, surely?
Yeah, I can. Or something like it. There are a couple more I'm considering. See you later.
Oh. Well, have you seen this, Eddie?
Our Edward. He'd kill to drive something like that.
Oh, my brother. Everything just seems to fall into his lap.
There's somewhat as, and there's the rest of us. Emma says Fallon and Harrison have exchanged contracts on Woodbine Cottage.
Yes, so I understand.
Oh, I wonder if a Grundy will ever own their own place. Oh, except for Will, of course. He's the Josh in our family.
Mrs. Ramsay's just rung me again.
I should have spoken to her.
No, it's all right.
How is she now?
Still shocked and upset.
Oh.
It's all right. I've got my key.
I keep going over and over at Alistair. Did we miss anything? Did we get the weight right?
10 kilos either way wouldn't have made any difference.
What top-up did you give him?
3 mils maximum. Listen, Anisha, we did everything we should have done. Just one of those things just happens. I told her, 1 in 1 million. Nobody could have foreseen anything so awful happening.
Oh, sorry, Alistair.
You never expect it to be yours, though.
Oh, hi, is everything all right?
Good night, Denise, thanks.
What?
What a day.
Right. I'll be back as soon as I can. Alistair?
What's wrong?
Can you cover my morning surgeries tomorrow?
Yes, I expect so.
I need to get home right away.
Home?
Glasgow.
How was work?
Not great. The restaurant was short-handed.
Waiter's going sick?
No, Joey cocking up.
Oh.
He'd given 2 people the night off and forgotten to arrange cover. The ones who were left were going frantic.
Oh, dear.
And Oliver's coming back from Italy tomorrow. He'd better shape up quick or there'll be trouble. I didn't expect you to be up so late, Adam.
I thought we ought to talk about Kate. I have to say, when she first made her offer, I really thought it was a non-starter. But if you
no,
think...
I've been giving it a lot of thought too, and I think, on balance, you're probably right.
Do you?
Well, this is Kate we're talking about, after all.
Well, yeah.
And I'm sure she's full of, you know, altruism and enthusiasm now.
Yeah, although I did wonder how much of it might be a sort of midlife crisis.
Hitting 40?
But still wanting to be this bountiful Earth mother.
Yeah, you could be right. And the other thing is, as the child gets older, there's no way she'd let us bring it up as we wanted.
She's going to be difficult enough as an aunt.
Well, Lord knows what she'd be like if she had some sort of stake in the process as well.
So... it's a no from you?
Look, I know it gets us no further forward.
Well, we'll just have to keep looking, won't we?
Yeah.
And there's something else we have to decide now.
How are we going to tell Kate?
Whatever her motivation, it was a really generous offer.
Yeah.
I wonder, maybe getting a woman's perspective on it.
Well, in what way?
Talk to Mum, perhaps?
I think that might complicate things further.
Alice?
Maybe. But one thing's for sure. If we're to avoid a big family bust-up, Kate's going to need careful handling.
Dad! Dad!
Hell's teeth! What on earth's the matter? Is the house on fire?
No.
What's going on? 6 o'clock in the morning, for goodness sake.
You haven't given me the money you promised.
What?
Nolly and I have got a train to catch.
You mean you're going today?
Yes!
Why didn't you tell me it was happening so soon?
I did.
You most certainly did not, Kate.
Oh. Well, never mind about that. 400 should cover it.
400?
So the sooner you give it to me, the sooner you can get back to bed.
You must be joking.
Dad, the train tickets are over £80 each, and if we're going to have some lunch and buy a few things...
Buy a few things?
It's a shopping trip, duh.
Kate, haven't you spent the last month getting shot of your possessions, or was that a dream I've just woken up from?
Mom? That was different.
Maybe this is the dream.
And anyway, the money isn't for me, it's for Nolly.
I thought we had to leave by now.
Shh, you'll wake Grandma.
Oh, yes, because she'll certainly have slept through that Jean Krupa solo.
I'll be right down, darling. I've got to sort something out with Grandpa first. Get the coat I said I'd lend you.
Where is it?
In the cloakroom. Cash would work best for me.
Oh, well, would it now?
Yeah.
Well, transferring some money to your account would work best for me.
Dad!
And you can have 300, not a penny more. She says she thought it would be gluten-free.
Yeah, I don't know why. If it was gluten-free, it would say so on the menu.
Yeah, I know, but she asked the waiter and he said you could make it gluten-free.
It's a noodle salad, Roy.
I know.
How are we going to do that? Leave the noodles out?
I'm only passing on what she
I'm
was
sorry
told.
To be a nuisance.
Yeah, yes, Brian?
You shouldn't be in here.
I know.
It's strictly staff only.
Look, I don't want to play the family card, Ian. But I'm trying to have lunch with my accountant, and, well, things are going badly awry in the restaurant.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Oh, what's happened now?
Well, initially, the wrong starters arrived. I'd ordered the bavette tartare, and Bryce wanted the chowder. But they brought 2 crab risottos. I mean, they did replace them eventually. But now we've been waiting over 30 minutes for our mains.
Yeah. Well done, Joey, the maitre d' from hell.
If you mean the Italian chap, I must say, he wasn't very gracious when we complained. That's why I thought a quiet word with you.
Well, actually, he's Sicilian.
Sicilian is Italian, isn't it?
Not according to Joey.
Look, if I hear once more about how they used to do things in his uncle's restaurant in Catania, this knife is going to end up somewhere other than a block tonight.
I know it's frustrating, Ian. He's just been promoted.
What from, paperboy?
Look, he's getting there, but we all need to pull together in the meantime.
Getting there?
He's doing his best.
He's doing his best to give me a nervous breakdown.
Anyway, our mains.
Oh, yes, sorry, Brian.
What did you order?
Turbot for me, duck for Bryce.
One turbot, one duck priority.
And you're sitting?
It's one of the window tables overlooking the country park.
Yeah, look, we'll find you, even if I have to bring it out myself.
Hello. Everything all right?
Oliver, you're back.
What are you doing in here, bro?
Well, you're just passing on a suggestion about the hunt ball, weren't you, Brian?
Something like that.
How was Italy, Oliver?
Not very encouraging, to be honest.
Oh, that's a shame. But hopefully now you're back, you can have a nice, peaceful time. With no stress.
That would be nice.
Are you hungry?
A little. I only had a pastry on the aeroplane.
We'll sort you something out. Maybe Brian...
Yes. Look, why don't you join me, Oliver?
Are you sure?
Absolutely. So Italy was disappointing then?
Yes, I'm afraid so. I had meetings with several agents, but it's something of a buyer's market out there at the moment.
I see.
And, of course, the villa is only about 3/4 renovated. It rather falls between 2 stools.
Yeah, not ready to move into, but not a project someone can stamp their own ideas on.
Exactly. I fear it may be a millstone for some time to come.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Roy's right. I am hoping for a bit of peace.
I wonder if you'd fancy a spot of shooting.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say no.
I'm having a few friends for an informal day on Thursday, if you'd like to join us.
Thank you. Sounds like just the diversion I need.
Excuse me. Again. So rude leaving a bag in the aisle. I said, isn't that rude, Nolitando? What? Can't you pause that so we can talk? Twice I've nearly tripped over that man's suitcase.
The rack's full up with our stuff.
Still no excuse.
Where's my beaker?
What? You've got two bottles but only one beaker.
These are for me, both of them. You've still got some Coke. You don't like wine anyway.
You could have got me some rum to go with the Coke.
I certainly could not. Taking you home smelling of alcohol.
So what do you want to talk about?
Well, apart from that moment, we had fun today, didn't we?
Suppose.
Though you were funny in that shop. You were so impatient with the assistant.
You can talk. You virtually snatched the dress off that woman.
It was never going to suit her. Not with that figure.
Meow. This wine, it doesn't seem to be vegan.
Well,
doesn't that make you a bit of a hypocrite?
On second thought, sweetheart, I'm actually quite tired, so if you want to listen to your music, don't let me stop you.
Phoebe!
Hello!
You're still here!
Yeah!
I thought you'd get fed up and go home.
Oh, of course not!
Hello, darling!
It's so good to see you.
And you.
I said she'd be here.
We should have been back hours ago.
Oh, it's okay. I was sorting my holiday photos.
Do I get a hug?
Of course, Mum.
The train stopped everywhere, didn't it, Mum?
Oh, it wasn't my fault, Nolitando. The one we were going to catch was straight through. If you'd finished your food quicker.
That vegan stuff takes so long to eat.
Oh, I thought I heard something.
Hey, Grandpa.
You have a good trip?
Awesome.
Alice was here earlier, Kate, but she had to leave.
Oh, was she after me?
We thought you'd be home much earlier.
Don't start, Dad.
I'm just saying.
Come on, Phoebe. Let's go upstairs.
Well, what does she want?
I don't know. You'll have to talk to her, won't you?
I'll see you soon, Mum.
Oh, all right, darling, but I want to hear all about your holiday.
Just wait till you see the dress.
So, is all this your shopping?
Oh, what if it is?
Well, I thought this was Nolly's trip.
I'm allowed to buy myself things.
I'm sorry, Kate. Look, I thought possessions were a shallow delusion of the consumer society.
Not if they spark joy, and that's what these are going to do.
Looks like you've got enough joy there for the next 5 years.
I needed a few treats after the day I've had.
Why? Didn't things go according to plan? Kate?
And after Budapest?
Prague, and then Berlin.
Oh, my. Which did you like best?
Oh, that's so hard. Prague and Budapest is so beautiful, and they've got all these really cool places to go. But I think Berlin. Well, there's this area called Kreuzberg.
There. What do you think?
Wow. It's...
Should get me noticed on the dance floor, ne?
Oh, certainly do that.
Look out, boys.
What did Mum think about it?
Oh, I didn't show her. And there's no way Dad's ever going to see it.
Probably a good idea.
You're so lucky, Phoebe. Travelling round Europe on your own?
Well, it was with a bunch of mates.
You know what I mean. Without your family on your case all the time.
It was great.
I can't even go to the mall without being interrogated. Where are you going? Who are you going with? When will you be back?
You are a lot younger than me.
I'm not a child.
Is that why you don't want to be called Nolly anymore?
I want to start living. When I'm stuck in that house, I feel like I'm suffocating. They treat me like I'm still a baby.
It can be dangerous in South Africa, though. Remember when that taxi driver wouldn't drive me home? He wanted to take me to some party.
No offence, Phoebe, but you didn't grow up there. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. But you know what parents are like.
Even Mum isn't as chilled as she likes to make out.
What do you mean?
Like the place I got these shoes, in Camden? I got chatting to this guy on the way back from the toilet, and he worked on this really cool store. So I went to take a look at it, and Mum went crazy.
Because?
I mean, I only tried on a couple of pairs. I was, what, 10 minutes at most? 15, maybe.
Didn't she know where you were?
I was in the market.
It must have been a bit worrying for her, though.
I just wish people would let me get on with my life.
I did a lot of thinking while I was away.
Did you, Oliver?
In fact, I found I had rather too much time to think.
Oh, I can imagine.
I may not have a quick resolution with the villa, but there are a few things here I'd like to put in order.
Here, the hotel, or...?
No. I've made my decisions about that. No, more my personal life. One thing, it's not the most important, but it is something I can do right away, is to resign from the parish council.
I didn't know you were still on it.
Theoretically. I should have done it ages ago. I'll give Neil a call tomorrow.
So that'll leave a vacancy, then.
Yes, you don't fancy it, do you, Roy?
Me? No, that's not really my thing.
You'd be good at it.
Oh, thank you, but I'm not really up for it at the moment.
I was wondering if Linda might be persuaded to rejoin.
Oh, yeah, well, she'd be ideal.
Good Lord.
What on earth?
Did you see that? Prima donna.
We heard it.
What's going on, Ian?
It's Joey. Look, we've been trying to cover for him, but he's hopeless.
Ian?
I'm sorry, Oliver. You need to know this. I've spent evening service shuttling between kitchen and the restaurant trying to keep things running smoothly, which is not what I'm paid for.
No, of course
not. He was rowing with Table 9 over a disputed bill. I went over to try and sort it out. They'd clearly been overcharged, and he just lost it.
Oh, no.
Kicked over a table and stormed out. And from what he was saying, I doubt we're going to see him again.
Oh, dear.
Not that we want to, frankly.
Well, can I help?
No.
I don't mind stepping in.
No, Oliver. I'll take over in the restaurant tonight, if that's okay.
Yeah, fine by me. You really couldn't do any worse than that, Egypt.
Well, and you'll not concern yourself, Oliver. It's just a minor blip. Kathy and I will attend to it right away. So don't you worry.
Thanks for the lift, Grandad.
Oh, delighted. When is it you start your turn?
Sunday.
Well, make sure you come and see us again before you go.
I will.
Phoebes!
Hi, Dad. You're late, aren't you?
Oh, bit of trouble at work. Our restaurant manager, well, let's say he resigned at short notice. I had to stand in.
Oh.
We muddled along, but it wasn't ideal.
Oh, poor you.
Great to have you home. Sorry I had to rush off earlier.
That's okay. I knew you had a shift.
I should have listened to Linda. She had his mark all along.
What will you do?
I'll get someone from an agency in the short term, then advertise. Could take weeks.
Ugh.
Anyway, I want to hear all about your travels.
And I want to hear about Lexi.
Not much to tell, really.
Dad?
We message most days.
Are you missing her?
Just a bit. Fancy hot chocolate and a big catch-up.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, how did it go with Nolly?
All right.
Only all right?
No, it was really good to see her, but... well, she's not very settled at the moment.
No?
And the mother-daughter thing. Let's just say it's not exactly puppies and rainbows over there.
Well, it's a tricky age.
I don't think it's just her age.
No?
They're so alike, that's the trouble. When we were talking, I kept thinking of this phrase.
What phrase?
Minnie Kate.
Oh, dear.
Stubborn, world of her own, completely oblivious to other people's feelings.
Right.
Just when you think it can't get any worse, there's two of them.
You all right, Alice?
Just a bit nervous.
You're not scared of prawn cocktail, are you?
No, I'm giving the vote of thanks to the speaker.
You'll be fine.
I should put it in perspective, really. It'll be a picnic compared to the conversation I'll be having with Kate later.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, you don't want to know, Jolene.
Well, I suppose I'll see you then. All right, then. Bye.
I love you too.
Hi, Auntie Lillian.
That didn't look like a fun phone call.
No. Bad news?
Justin's staying another night in Edinburgh. Won't be back until Friday.
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, you know, when work dictates.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Mandy Beesborough's looking for you.
Mandy? What does she want?
Oh, no idea. There she is, look.
Oh, I suppose I'd better find out. Mandy, were you after me?
So please join me in thanking our speaker for such a fascinating insight into the world of transport and logistics.
She did well to get to the top in such a man's world, didn't she?
Hmm?
Are you okay, Lillian? You barely touched your food.
No.
Well, you can't be that upset about Justin staying away an extra day, surely?
No, it's not that. Well, it is. Jolene, could we go somewhere more private?
So, what's up?
Do you want to know why Mandy was so keen to see me?
Why?
Guess who else is in Edinburgh at the moment?
Well, you tell me.
Miranda.
Well, okay. But that don't necessarily mean...
Oh, it's no coincidence, Jolene. Mandy informed me, very gleefully, that Miranda is working closely with Justin on the restructuring of his Scottish property portfolio.
But why?
Well, it's one of the things she's getting in the divorce settlement. And he told me specifically it was Damara business.
He didn't mention Miranda?
Well, what do you think? I'd have cheerfully waved him off knowing he's going to be spending nearly a week in the company of that poisonous woman.
But if it's just business...
No, it's more than that. Last night, they dined out with friends, people I'd never even heard of. Mandy had all the details, even where they ate. You can imagine how I felt.
Yeah, and you believe her, Lillian?
Well, she'd hardly make it up, would she? Even Mandy's not that much of a muckstirrer.
Yeah, I guess not.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Miranda told her all about it deliberately. She'd know Mandy couldn't keep something that juicy to herself.
Would Miranda do that?
Oh, if she thought she could humiliate me, she'd go to hell on roller skates and spin a tail to the devil. And tonight, they're going to see some relative of hers, apparently. Aunt Moira. Very cosy.
But, okay, they might have a few social engagements. It don't necessarily mean there's anything going on. That's not what you're thinking, is it?
I don't know what to think. I mean, if it's just business, if it's something they have to work on together before he's shot of her, then why lie to me about
it? He probably thought it was simpler.
Well, it just got very complicated. Look, if I can't trust him to tell me the truth about this, how can I trust him with anything?
You going to call him? Have it out with him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have it out with him, all right. But not on the phone. Oh, no. I want him to look me in the eye.
Have you got a moment?
Yeah, the sound bath doesn't start for another half an hour.
Okay. Well, what it is, it's about that lovely offer you made to Adam and Ian.
What, being their surrogate?
Yes.
How do you know about that?
Well, Adam told me. He was so excited about the idea, he just couldn't keep it to himself.
Aww.
And I said I'd talk to you about it. It's such a beautiful gesture.
Yeah. Well, you know, I try to live my life with metta.
Metta?
Loving kindness, unconditional love for all beings.
Right. Well, as I say, it's a lovely offer, Kate. Really lovely. But I just wondered if you've considered the wider picture.
Yeah, I think I have. Oh, Alice, I'm so sorry.
Sorry?
Did you want to do it?
Do what?
Be their host mother.
Lend my womb out.
I never thought, Oh, but I mean, if you'd like
oh,
to...
Oh, you must be joking.
Oh.
It'll be a very long time before I even host Chris's baby, let alone, you know, not that it wouldn't be a miraculous experience, of course, but, well, I do wonder if your natural generosity to others might have overshadowed the implications for yourself.
In what way?
When you've been decluttering your life, it seems odd to bring such a complication into it.
If it brings joy, though...
And what about spiritual home?
No, it's only for 9 months.
But suppose you were forced to take time off as the pregnancy progresses. I mean, suppose you got preeclampsia like Helen.
But all my pregnancies were so straightforward.
Yes, but the last one was, what, 10 years ago? Might not be so simple now.
Well...
I mean, this whole business is based around your hands-on creativity and your... Well, your aura, isn't it?
Well, that's very true.
And it's doing so well now. It'd be such a shame if you lost it all.
Alice, I can see what you're getting at, but in all conscience, I don't feel I should put my business success above Adam and Ian's happiness.
No, but there are other people in the picture too. You've got children of your own, and we never know what's around the corner with them, whatever age they are.
Yeah, they can surprise you.
Don't you think you'd be better devoting your attention to them rather than to others? Person only has so much headspace.
Perhaps.
And everyone knows, the older you are when pregnant, the harder it is to get your figure back.
Isn't that a bit of a myth, though?
Oh, no. It's an established fact. I found this article. Look at her.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, I know.
All right, I heard you the first time. Now, look, just keep back, Ruby, keep back.
She's a lively little thing, isn't she? You all right, Lillian?
I thought you'd left the country.
No, not quite, a couple of weeks.
Right.
Yeah, I had to go to Tenbury to oversee one of the horses that's going out to Costa Rica.
Oh, I see.
Look, I know the sale of this place hasn't gone through yet, but I just wanted to drop in and reassure Justin that it's all kosher.
Oh, well...
Is he in?
No, No, he's in Edinburgh.
Oh, well, looks like I've had a wasted journey then. I'll drop him an email. Sorry to bother you.
No, Hold on, Matt. You can't turn up and disappear just like that.
We've said our goodbyes. I don't want to be a nuisance.
No, you aren't being. I mean, you don't have to rush off, do you?
No, I've got nothing pressing.
Can you... Well, you could manage a quick drink, surely.
Well...
Now you're here, you know.
Oh, all right, then. If you're sure it's not inconvenient.
No, it's good to see you. Look, come in, please.
Well, thanks. That's very civil of you.
Oh.
Hiya. Alice, I've been thinking about our little talk earlier.
Uh-huh.
After all you said, mainly about my responsibilities as a mother... I wouldn't want you to think that I was acting selfishly at all, but, I mean, if you take it from a universal perspective, I do think that, actually, you might have a point.
And hang on a minute, Kate. Sorry, I wasn't quite following.
Or being Adam and Ian's surrogate. Mm. I've given it a lot of thought, and I was very serious about it.
Oh, yeah, I know you were.
But I'm starting to wonder if maybe I'm not the right person after all.
So, are you saying you don't want to do it now?
No, I want to. I mean, if it was the right thing to do, but I'm just thinking that maybe it isn't.
No. Well, I think that's the brave decision, Kate.
Thank you. But I expect you can see my dilemma now. Adam and Ian are going to be devastated. I was the answer to their prayers, and now I'm going to be snatched out of their grasp.
Oh, I see.
How am I going to break the bad news to them?
Actually, you don't have to.
But...
Leave it with me. I'll talk to them on your behalf and manage their disappointment.
Would you?
With pleasure.
Oh, Alice, you're such a sweetie. I owe you big time.
So you're not going back to Costa Rica?
Only for work. I'm relocating to Ecuador.
Why Ecuador?
Oh, I just fell in love with the place. And it's about time I had a change of scene. I've been working on this racecourse project for a while now. If I'm honest, I'm ready for a new challenge. And it's not too far to get to Costa Rica anyway.
Are you ready for a top-up too?
I'll go on in.
And have you got a place lined up?
Yep, all sorted and ready to move in. I've got some pics if you want to see them.
Oh, yeah, please.
Oh, not too much Lillian driving?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's in a place called Cuenca.
Ooh, never heard of that.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Up in the hill, so don't get mad hot. There. That's the apartment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not bad, is it? That's the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Balcony. Uh-huh. And just wait till you see the view. There.
Oh, man.
That's what they call the new cathedral.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it took 90 years to build. They'd have done it in 9 if you'd been in charge. So, yeah, new home, new life.
And what'll you do?
Oh, I'll find something. I'm thinking of getting back into property.
In Ecuador?
Yeah, maybe. There are opportunities all over. Lots of Chinese money looking for a good deal. I'll be all right.
Certainly picked a lovely bet.
You should fly out sometime.
Me?
Well, can't see myself coming back here anytime soon. Be nice to see a friendly face.
I don't know.
You've got Peru next door. You can make a bit of a tour of it.
Oh, I would like to see Peru.
Anyway. How's business? How's Amside?
Doing okay, actually.
That place in Paxley going through, is it?
Mm. Yeah, we should be exchanging soon.
Good. Should be a decent earner.
Especially getting it at such a good price. We've been talking about taking Amside under the Damara umbrella.
Have you now? Well, yeah, I can see the advantages. You get a lot of back-office support.
Yeah.
Must admit, I'd be a bit sad to see it disappear after we'd built it, huh?
No, it would still exist and I'd still be in charge. Justin has my best interests at heart.
Of course he does. And you know what's good for you. You picked him over me after all. Much better bet. You know, I think I'd better get off.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
I've taken enough of your time.
It's fine.
No, really. Don't worry, I'll be around for a few weeks.
I wasn't worrying.
You got my number, though, haven't you?
if you ever want to talk.
Yeah.
About anything. I'll be at your service.
Oh, what is it, sweetheart?
This isn't your milk, is it?
No. No, it's cow's milk. But you ought to try the soya.
No, thanks.
Delicious. Much better for the planet.
Morning.
Have you got a rifle in there, Grandad?
What? Well, it's actually a shotgun, to be precise. Do you know the difference?
Of course.
Whilst the pheasant season just started.
6 months when the privileged are allowed to slaughter the innocent.
It's 4 months, actually, Kate. And shooting is one of the ways in which Home Farm gets its income, which funds things like shopping trips to London.
I'd like to see what goes on sometime.
Oh, you'd be very welcome, Nolotando. Perhaps your mother could bring you over when you finish breakfast.
I don't think so.
Not that today's a full commercial shoot. It's just an informal day with a few friends.
Oh, yeah. People who can't afford it, like Justin Elliott, I suppose.
Actually, Justin's in Edinburgh. Anyway, look, give me a ring when you're ready and I'll let you know what drive we're on.
OK.
See you later.
You can't be serious.
Why not?
Maybe it's a good thing. When you see the full horror of it, you'll feel differently.
Mum?
Yeah? I've been thinking.
What about? Staying longer.
Here?
Yes.
But term starts on Monday, doesn't it?
So?
Well,
I don't have to go back to school.
No, but...
I could have left last year.
Everyone's expecting you back.
They won't miss me.
Of course they would. And what would you do here?
Get a job? Go to college, maybe?
I really don't think it's a good idea.
Don't you want me to stay longer?
No. Well, it's not that.
When Phoebe came to Joburg, she stayed for months.
That was different.
No, it wasn't. It was just the same. You wanted her to stay. You arranged it especially so she could stay longer, but you don't want me to?
No, darling, it's not that.
You obviously love her more than you love me.
Oh, Nolly.
Thanks a bunch!
Nolotando? I'm sorry. Please, can I come in?
It's not locked.
I really am sorry. You just... caught me by surprise. It's not that I wouldn't like you to stay on. Of course I would. I don't think it's practical, that's all. Not at the moment.
You wouldn't send me back there if you knew the truth.
What do you mean?
I hate it, Mum. Umakulu does nothing but criticise.
I know. Delia can be very judgmental.
Dad's always shouting. When he's there, which is hardly ever.
He does have a very busy job.
It's not his job. It's that woman.
Woman? What woman?
Her name's Piwe. She's a complete bitch. She's turned him against me and Sipo.
What?
Please don't make me go back there, Mum.
More... titles by Peter Carey.
Lindy?
Yes?
Oh, well, Neil's here.
Oh, yes, I was expecting him.
Harrison!
Hiya, Robert. Sorry to bother you. What it is, we've completed on the house today and we were
Sorry, could you just give me a moment?
Oh, yeah, sure.
He's in the sitting
room. Yes, thank you. I think I know what he wants and I fear he's going to be disappointed.
Sorry, Harrison, you're saying?
Yeah, we've just completed on the house, so we thought we'd have a little celebration tonight, if you guys can make it.
Ah, oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it should be quite a few there from the cricket, plus whatever other ne'er-do-wells we can rustle up. Very informal, 7 onwards, drinks and nibbles.
Bring a bottle.
If you like, not compulsory.
Well, I don't think we're doing anything this evening. I'll consult the executive board and see if we can make it.
Good stuff.
Hello? Lucas?
Kate? What's so important that you need to contact me at work? Is Nolotando all right?
Yes, no thanks to you.
I beg your pardon?
She's told me what's been going on. Neglecting your children.
What?
Abandoning them to your mother and her bigoted views.
Now, hold on
you should
a minute.
Be ashamed of yourself.
Look, I don't know what story she's been spinning, but let me tell you, that girl has been a nightmare for months.
We've had such a good show with these this summer.
I think they're my favourite rose.
Oh, yes.
Has Neil gone?
Yes, he has, Robert. And as I suspected, I had to let him down gently.
Over...
Oliver's retiring from the parish council. He wanted to co-opt me to replace him.
And you said no, Lindy.
I'm far too busy with my big reading project. I need to get on with Oscar and Lucinda now I've got it back from Jennifer.
Yes, I can see how that's a priority.
It did leave Neil somewhat at a loss, I'm afraid. He had assumed I'd take it on.
Understandably.
But as I told him, I'm sorry, but I really feel I've done my time. He's just going to have to find somebody else.
And when it comes to school, even when I've dropped her off myself at the front door and watched her go inside, she still slips out after registration. Only a couple of weeks ago, I had to drive to Inanda in the middle of the day. She was in a shabin, drinking with a pack of lowlifes.
And are you surprised she's behaving like this, when you're more interested in some floozy than your own daughter?
If you are referring to Sipiwe, she is no floozy. That woman has been a saint. She's shown the children nothing but kindness, and Nolutando has been absolutely vile in return. In fact, I was going to email you, but I might as well say it now. Sipiwe is the woman I should have been with all my life. I'm going to start divorce proceedings.
Divorce?
We want to get married. Kate?
What?
Please don't tell me you're surprised. You knew it was over between us when you left.
All right. All right, you can have your divorce, but you're not having Nolly.
Kate!
You've obviously created a toxic atmosphere, you and your parents and this woman.
Don't be ridiculous!
She doesn't want to go back to it, and I support her 100%.
Kate!
I'm going to give her the loving home she so desperately needs.
This is nonsense!
Mum and Dad will be delighted to let her stay for longer, indefinitely if necessary.
Does it feel strange, Christine?
In what way?
Oh, being in the house and not owning it anymore.
Actually, no, not at all. I've got so used to living at the lodge.
Oh, that's good.
And to be honest, I was never really content here, particularly after George died. Although I'm sure you and Fallon will be very happy here, Harrison.
Well, we certainly have been so far. I see no reason why that shouldn't continue.
It's so difficult for young people nowadays. Coriander and Justin are renting. I wish I could help them out.
Oh, we're very lucky.
And you're very highly thought of. What a lot of people to turn out at such short notice.
Well, that's the cricket team for you. They'd swim the Atlantic if there was a free drink at the end of it.
You had quite a momentous season, didn't you?
That's an understatement, if anything.
Robert's right. I never want to go through that sort of upheaval again.
It ended well.
Not bad, given that when we started, we didn't know if there'd even be an Ambridge team.
Perfectly respectable mid-table finish.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, if you'll excuse me, I was actually on my way back from the kitchen. Lindy will be wondering where her drink is.
Of course.
Yeah, see you, mate.
Excuse me, Emma, if I could just squeeze past. Thanks.
The season might have finished, but we've got a lot to do before next year.
Such as?
Mainly sorting the changing facilities. We muddled along, but we've got to make proper provision for the women.
Of course.
Every time I see Anisha, she reminds me. Next year, no cloaks, no strokes.
I hear Anisha's mum's poorly.
Really?
Shula tells me she had to leave urgently for Glasgow the other day.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes.
Poor Anisha. It must be a worry for her with her dad and everything. Yeah, I hope things work out okay.
Yes, fingers crossed. Anyway, you were saying... Women's changing rooms?
Oh, yeah. Well, we started fundraising at the Fete.
Oh, yes, I remember.
But even some sort of prefab building's going to cost quite a bit.
You haven't had second thoughts?
Absolutely not.
You did love your time on the parish council.
Well, that was there.
Being at the heart of local affairs.
Editing the parish magazine still fulfills that need.
The village needs public-spirited people like you willing to give something back to the community.
I'm not the only person in this village with a sense of public duty, Robert. In fact...
What?
Why don't you put yourself forward?
Me?
You'd be a wonderful councillor. You're well organised, a clear thinker, complete finisher with time to spare.
Well, no, I'm not really sure about that. I know I'm not doing the handyman stuff anymore, but I still seem to be pretty busy, especially at peak B&B times.
Well, if you felt pressed, I could take on some of that work.
Would you, Lindy?
Of course. No one could equal your full English, but I do my modest best.
That's very generous of you.
Oh, think about it, Robert. After so many years as my consort, if you will, isn't it about time you took the spotlight for yourself?
There you go. One glass of white wine.
Thank you, Harrison.
And I wanted to thank you again for not putting this place on the open market. We could just about stretch to your asking price, but if it had gone into a bidding war, it might have been very different.
Well, I've been getting rent from you for quite a while, haven't I? I've done very well out of this place, which has made me think about what you were saying.
Sorry?
About the ladies' changing facilities. Hmm. Can't be comfortable for them to be sharing with the men. And if they're going to be a permanent element in the team...
Oh, yes, definitely. No going back.
Well, in that case, I'd like to fund your new changing room.
Wow. Thank you. Are you sure, Christine?
Yes.
You don't want a bit of time to think about it?
No, I'm quite certain. What's the point in having money if you don't use it for good?
But her return flight's booked.
Well, that can easily be changed.
But isn't she due back at school soon? I thought that's why Lucas agreed these dates.
Lucas? I've been talking to him and it's clear he doesn't care what she does.
Well, that isn't the impression your mother gave me.
He's letting her go out drinking, for heaven's sake.
He's doing what?
I can't send my daughter, your granddaughter, back into that sort of unhealthy environment.
Lucas never struck me as the type of father who would allow that sort of thing to happen.
I need to get Nola Tando back on track with some proper, empathetic, maternal love. I'm not talking about forever, probably just until Christmas. After all we've been through, surely that's not too much to ask.
No, of course not. But, I mean, it's not a decision I can make on my own, though, Kate.
But you'd be okay about it if Mum was okay.
Well, I suppose so.
Good, because I know exactly what she's been thinking.
Have you spoken to her about this?
She's been wishing Nolly could stay longer.
Well, that's just something that people say.
She wouldn't lie about something like that.
I'm not saying she's lying.
Good, so that's agreed then.
What I mean is, it's one thing to wish in general terms.
Nola Tando, I've got some great news.
Have you asked her specifically about it?
You can stay longer, darling.
Kate!
Back you come. Bit more. Whoa!
If you ask me, this is going to be a waste of time.
Oh, that's funny, because I don't recall anyone actually asking you.
No more's the pity. Going all that way.
All that way? It's Penny Asset, not Timbuktu.
Well, we got perfectly good apples in the community orchard.
These are perfectly good apples.
Oh, he's still moaning.
His mouth's moving, Edward, so yes.
How do you know they're any good, Eddie?
Make good cider, according to Shy Cullen. That's what counts.
Shy Cullen. What does he know about decent cider? He'd get tipsy on a bowl of sherry trifle.
Look, Dad, you don't have to come if you don't want to. You ain't going to be loading them onto the trailer, so you might as well leave it to Edward and me.
Oh, no. Somebody's got to keep an eye on you. Oh. If them apples end up to the snuff, I reserve the right of veto.
Vladimir Putin.
Do what?
We ain't going to shut him up, are we?
No, it doesn't look like it.
OK, you take the tractor and I'll bring the United Nations here along in the van.
Right, you are. Oh, Emma?
I'm off to work.
When will you be back?
Why?
I want us to look at some Texel rams online, like we said.
This for the AI?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I need to be involved.
Because I want you to. If we're going to spend that money, you should have a say in it.
Oh, if it was up to me, I'd put it all towards a deposit.
No, but we agreed.
Yeah, I suppose we did.
So I'd really like your opinion on what seamen to order.
But that's the first time that's ever been said to you.
I have had more romantic invitations, Joe. But all right, if it's that important to you, I'll be back round three.
Brilliant.
I mean, Oliver's been a bit off and on with the parish council ever since they bought that villa.
Mm, yeah, I can imagine.
Mm, and then with Caroline passing away. So it didn't really come as a surprise when he said he wanted to resign. He apologised, of course, but I told him I understood.
That Linda didn't want to be co-opted.
It was a bit of a facer. I was thinking I might have to ask you if you'd stand again.
Oh, no, not me, Neil. I only went on the council in the first place because, well, Matt wanted me to.
Yeah. So, out of the blue, Robert rang me up and said he'd be happy to do it.
Oh, well, good for him.
Solved my problem just like that.
Yeah, but if Robert wants to do it, no one's going to stand in his way, are they?
No. So, do I hear that Justin's away at the moment?
Yes, he has been, in Scotland. But he's back later today. At least, that's what he said.
Oh, that's nice. In time for the weekend.
Yes. Yes, that's something to look forward to, isn't it?
Right, let the dog see the rabbit. Blimey, there's enough of them.
Ah, well, it's quality what counts though, Eddie, not quantity.
At least they're all bagged up.
Let's see if it's worth our while.
That'll make things easier any road. Dad?
I don't believe it.
What is it?
Oh, it can't be.
You okay?
Tumble tussock.
Pardon?
These apples is tumble tussocks.
Never heard of them.
Well, that's because they're about the rarest variety of Borsets of cider apple there is.
Straight up?
Ah. Yeah, we had a tree of them at Grange Farm in the old days. Got struck by lightning the year George Formby died, never recovered.
George Formby?
I ain't seen none for donkey's years. Here, have a bite.
So you think the trip might have been worth the bother after all, then?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's sweet for a cider apple.
Well, isn't it, eh? Tumble tussock used to be like gold. They're ready early, see, and they makes a lovely cider.
Oh, I did tell you.
Ready in time for Christmas.
Christmas, eh?
Oh, huh?
Oh, something to go with our mince pie.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Oh, you look a bit more cheerful, Grandad.
He's had a tumble in the tussock.
Oh, lucky him. All right, straight onto the trailer, is it?
Yes, please, Edward.
I tell you what I'd like to know.
Yeah, what's that then?
Where the trees are Hector got them from.
Yeah, should be easy enough to find that out. He had a team picking them, didn't he? I'll come back over here one evening and have a pint in the White Hart. With a bit of luck, we'll find out exactly where they come from.
There's no rush for it back, your mum said.
Oh, thanks, Dad. I normally use Clary's machine, but something's gone wrong with the tension discs.
Oh, I know the feeling.
Oh, Kira needs this costume for next week, so I've got to finish it by then anyway.
Oh, OK. So, just back from work, are you?
Yeah.
Good shift?
All right, I suppose. Kate was in with Nolly, celebrating. Oh, not that she wants to be called that anymore.
Kate?
No, Nolly. It's Nolly something. She's going to be staying on a bit now. Maybe Christmas, maybe a bit longer, they said.
Oh, that's nice for Kate.
Oh, hello, Neil.
Oh, afternoon, Ed.
You okay to look at this website now, eh?
Oh, I suppose.
Well, don't mind me.
Oh, no. I've got to get going anyway.
Oh, before you do, Dad.
Yes, sir?
What's this about a vacancy on the parish council?
How did you hear about that?
At Fallon's party last night, the Snells were talking about it.
Oh, that's right. Robert's kindly offered to take Oliver Sterling's place.
What, just like that?
Well, it's normally more a case of having to twist someone's arm. People aren't usually that interested.
I would have been.
You?
Yeah. Still am, actually. Unless it's a done deal now.
No.
All stitched up between you and Robert.
No, not really. I've still got to get approval from the other members before he gets co-opted. Are you really serious about applying, Emma?
Yeah, why not?
Well, no reason. I'm just a bit surprised, that's all.
Don't see why.
You never showed much interest in council business before.
I can start, can't I?
Yeah, of course.
So? How do I apply, then?
Oh, OK. Well, what you'd have to do is write a letter saying why you'd be a good candidate. And I'd ask Robert to do the same, assuming he wants to be considered against you.
OK. Right, that's what I'll do, then.
Oh, good for you, love. Can you make it fairly quick, though? I don't want to keep Robert hanging on, because at the moment he thinks he's the only one in the frame.
No, OK.
Right, well, I'll see you Tuesday, then.
Tuesday?
Mum's birthday?
Oh, yeah.
Bye, Ed.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye. What?
Oh, no, nothing. Do you want to sit down?
This ain't going to take long, is it?
No, not too long.
So I want to get on with Kira's costume.
Yeah, I know. All right, so what we'll do, we'll pick the rams that we want to breed from based on their stats. Then I'll call Alistair and he'll arrange to have the doses transferred to him at the surgery.
Right.
And he comes round here and he inserts the sponges.
Oh, honestly, I don't need the details. Can we just get on with it?
Yeah, okay.
So...
Em?
Yeah?
This parish council thing...
What about it?
You ain't serious, are you?
I am, actually.
But...
You don't think I could do it?
I don't know where you find the time. You've got 3 jobs as it is.
I'd have to work around them.
I mean, it's dead boring, isn't it?
Maybe.
And weren't you saying the other week that you felt like an outsider in Ambridge?
That's why I'm doing it. It's about time people in this village took me and my family seriously.
Oh, I thought I might find you up here. You look busy.
I've got a few things on, yeah.
Oh, I can't tell you how good it is to be back home.
Can't you, Justin?
Such a long drive. You know, I think I'll take the train next time.
Next time?
You know, hire a car locally if I need one.
Right, yes. Well, I'm sure you'll do whatever's most convenient for you.
How have things been here, Lillian?
I think they might best be described as mixed.
How was the businesswoman's lunch?
It was unexpectedly enlightening.
Oh, that's good. I've brought back a little something for you. It's in my bag downstairs.
Have you? How kind. I might have a little something for you too.
Really? Oh, that's that's in... Lillian?
Yes?
This agreement, did it get torn accidentally?
Not accidentally, no.
Well, have you had second thoughts about the merger?
I've had second thoughts about a lot of things while you've been away.
Oh, what sort of thing?
Justin, you've told me about your journey, but how was the actual trip?
Oh, you know, Edinburgh was as lovely as ever, of course. It was just tedious having to be away from you for so long.
Mm-hmm. And the people you were working with, amenable, were they?
Well, yeah, we managed to find a way forward, yes. You know, compromises on both sides, as ever.
And did you manage any family time?
I don't have any family in Scotland.
Not even Aunt Moira?
What do you know about Aunt Moira?
More than you are going to tell me, it seems.
Now, she's Miranda's family rather than mine.
So I understand.
Understand from whom?
Mandy Beesborough.
Oh, Mandy Beesborough!
I saw her at the lunch and she just couldn't wait to tell me about my fiancé's extracurricular activities.
So, those two and that one?
Yeah, if you like.
You sure?
Oh, what do I know about it, Ed?
Well, they've all got really good EBVs, so, OK, let's go for it. I'll ring the company and check availability, then I'll get on to Alistair.
Just hope it's going to be worth the money.
Now, trust me, Em, this is what we need to get this herd really properly established. And if you want us to be taken seriously round here, well, you do it your way and I'll do it mine.
Oh, now, I didn't say I'd be working with Miranda because I didn't want to upset you.
Well, from what I hear, you two were doing a lot more than working.
What do you mean by that?
Dinner with friends at posh restaurants.
Oh, that. She ambushed me, Lillian. No, the restructuring was going well and I didn't want to rock the boat. You can't believe I wanted to spend any more time with her than was necessary.
Actually, Justin, I don't know what I believe anymore.
The Scottish property portfolio is complicated. I had to see this through so I could get her off my back once and for all.
And what about this famous Aunt Moira?
Yeah, but she's 92 and not in good health. Frankly, she's the only one of Miranda's relations I ever had much affection for. What would have been the point in upsetting her?
Oh, so it was an act of charity, was it?
No, I was just saying it was kinder to let her...
Let her what?
Nothing.
let her think you were still married.
No, you have to see the wider...
You pretended you were still together.
Look, what does it matter if one old woman in Stockbridge thinks Miranda and I still have a marriage? Everyone else in the world knows you're the one I love. I couldn't have made it any...
No.
What are you doing?
I'm going to make up the guest bedroom.
Lillian, there's no need for you to sleep there.
Not for me, you idiot, for you!
Fig Lover. Together at last, you and me. I'm Jane Garvey, your Fig Lover. We're doing the Fortunately podcast together. And what is it?
So, thank you for that, by the way. there's no depth to your cynicism, is there? The Fortunately podcast is where we peel back the layers on an industry that we love. Yep. And we go and talk to top broadcasters about being top broadcasters.
But when basically, we can't get hold of top broadcasters, we'll talk to Sean Keaveney.
That's very mean.
Well, it's just a fact. He's in this series. He's a friend of the pod. Also, we've got Greg James, nice young man from Radio 1, and I've got really high hopes we can go completely upmarket. And we're holding out for Sarah Montague.
Sarah Montague! Yeah. So this is series 2 of the Fortunately podcast, and it's all about broadcasting. It's presented by the legend that is Jane Garvey and the back end of her pantomime horse, which is me, Fee Glover.
How do I get hold of Fortunately?
Well, you can download it from your favourite podcast provider. You can also use the BBC web pages, or you can go via iTunes.
Can I hear it on the radio?
No, I can't. You can't. No. It's special. Special Lady Garv. It's very special indeed.
If you like broadcasting, you'll like this. That's our hope, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, but if you've got a spare 28 minutes, fill it with us. Actually, that's our tagline, isn't it?
If you've got a spare 28 minutes, fill it with us.
I think that works.
I used to be in advertising. I don't think it will. Anyway, we're stuck with it now. If you've got 28 minutes, fill it with us. No, rubbish.